Okay, moving on to House Bill 1280. Sponsors, please tell us about your bill. Who would like to go first? Vice Chair Leader.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Switching paperwork here. Again, hello, colleagues, and I am here to present House Bill 1280, Sunset Regulations for Hemodialysis Treatment. This bill is a straightforward but a vital piece of housekeeping for our state's healthcare system. It implements the recommendations from the 2025 Sunset Report to continue the regulations of hemodialysis clinics and technicians for another 11 years, extending the program to September 1st of 2037. To appreciate why this oversight matters is we have to look at what these patients go through. For a person with kidney failure, hemodialysis is quite literally their lifeline. Think of the machine as an artificial kidney. During a session, a patient's blood is pumped out of their body and through a specialized filter called a dialyzer. This machine does the heavy lifting that their body can no longer do. It scrubs toxins from the blood, balances electrolytes, and removes excess fluid. This isn't a one-time procedure. Most patients visit one of Colorado's 83 licensed facilities 3 times a week for sessions that last about 4 hours each. Without this consistent high-quality care, the buildup of toxins in the body becomes fatal very quickly. This is something my brother endured for 2 years before he got a transplant. Because this process involves circulating a patient's entire blood supply through a machine, the margin for error is zero. This is where the Department of Public Health and Environment comes in. I'll be here for questions, and I'm happy to answer. And with that, I will pass it over to my co-prime, Rep. Hamrick.
Representative Hamrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. Our state regulators ensure these clinics meet rigorous safety and sanitation standards. While the state doesn't license individual technicians, this program requires clinics to strictly verify the credentials of every technician on staff. These technicians are the ones performing vascular access, meaning they are responsible for the needles and the sterile connection to the machine. It is a testament to the success of this current regulatory model that we have seen zero disciplinary actions in this program over the last 5 years. The system is working exactly as intended, quietly and effectively protecting Colorado patients. Financially, this bill is a win for taxpayers. The program is entirely cash funded by the industry, meaning it pays for itself without requiring a single dollar from the general fund. I urge an aye vote on House Bill 26-1280.
Thank you, sponsors. Questions from the committee?
Regina, take a picture.
Okay, no additional questions from the committee. We'll move on to witness.
I have a question.
Oh, sorry, Representative Bradley. It's hard to. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you to the bill sponsors. The only question I have is a witness came forward. I voted no on this for the sunset because a witness came forward and was talking very passionately about his daughter and the lack of care that he received or she received with dialysis. I was just wondering, did you talk to him and did you get to the bottom of his problems?
Representative Hamrick.
Thank you, Rep. Bradley, so much for that question. I was with you on that. And that's Mr. Chris Schraub. And so we have connected him with the agency, and they've gotten back to us. He asked for clinics converted from for-profits to small care co-ops, more nurses, longer treatment times, longer, slower treatments are the best. Decent patient-staff ratios, establishment of a community dialysis houses where patients can practice self-care or at least minimally assisted care, techs coming in with phlebotomist training and more techs taking the harder exams like CCHT. And so we have connected him with the agency and emailed him back and really appreciate his input and the answers to many of his concerns would be in rulemaking and also a new bill and some fiscal notes. So we're going to continue conversations with him because he is an amazing resource. And again, I really appreciate your question.
Vice Chair Leader.
Thank you. Yes, she's done an amazing job. Yes, we've been in contact. So you may see another bill come forward at some point, and I believe he is here to testify.
Wonderful. Thank you, sponsors. With that, we'll move to witness testimony. So we have two folks signed up, Francile Bates and then Chris Schwab. They could come forward. Welcome back. If you'd like to introduce yourself, the organization you represent, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Francile Bates. I'm a policy advisor with the Health Facilities and Emergency Medical Services Division of the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. We're the division who is responsible for the licensing and oversight of the dialysis clinics. And through those oversight processes, we are the ones who ensure that dialysis technicians in Colorado have the appropriate credentials as required by statute and as addressed in the bill. I'm here today on behalf of CDPHE to express support for House Bill 26-1280, which would extend this oversight in its current form, and to thank Representatives Leader and Hamrick and also Senators Judah and Mullica for sponsoring the bill. A few weeks ago, I was here and before you in support of the Sunset Report and the recommendations to extend the oversight program as it currently exists. Since extending the program supports department's goals of protecting health, safety, and welfare, while at the same time leveraging already existing oversight processes instead of requiring a standalone licensing or professional oversight program. I'd also like to reiterate that CDPHE has not seen issues with clinics failing to ensure that their dialysis technicians have the appropriate credentials, nor have we seen poor patient outcomes or quality of care concerns relating to the training and certification of the dialysis technicians. Additionally, the dialysis technician requirements currently in statute are consistent with the federal requirements, which is important as these facilities are also certified by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And with these things in mind, we CDPHE asks for your yes vote on House Bill 26-1280. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Mr. Schwab, if you would like to introduce yourself, the organization you represent, and you have 3 minutes. Welcome back.
Great to hang out with the cool kids. Yeah, my name is Chris Schwab, and I might be the last of the group that got the bill through in 2007. And, I'll say instead of being the usual pill when it comes to kidney dialysis, I thought I would start out with a bright spot. Yes, I can be sunshine and lollipops at times. So, yeah, and the bright spot has been the state inspection teams. I was told by a decades-old friend, Arlene Mullen, featured in this book, How to Make a Killing, Blood, Death, and Dollars in American Healthcare, that if she wasn't going to be able to help somebody, that your best chance would be with the state inspection teams. And here in the state, and I'll say to another friend, Deborah Hayes, who was at the 2012 and 2019 hearings. She talked about a tech who was totally unqualified for a job, and it was the state inspection team that finally came in and got her out. So yeah, they can do a great job, and we've given them an extra tool here with this bill. If push comes to shove, I understand that the state can take away the license of a clinic. So that's more. The clinics have more of a motivation to stay in line. And I like to think it might be have something to do with our lower state mortality rate and infection rate than the national averages. So I say let's keep what is working going. And I had more that's, getting back to the pill portion of the program and why the comedian John Oliver stated we are paying for a fully loaded Lamborghini and have been getting a drunk donkey on roller skates. I don't think it's as bad as it used to be, but it's still pretty bad. And yeah, why I'd like to see more done is Representative Hamrick mentioned, there's community dialysis houses, small care co-op clinics that could be done. And yeah, I'm getting visions of that sort of thing, but can you really trust someone who sees things that aren't there? Sorry, that's a grandpa humor. I'll leave the humor to the professionals, okay? So.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Appreciate you being here. Questions for this panel? Okay, thank you all so much for your testimony. Appreciate your time. Is there anyone else online or in person that would like to testify?
Yeah, thank you.
Seeing none, the witness testimony is finished. Moving on to, amendments. Sponsors, do you have any amendments? Okay, no amendments from the sponsors. Amendments from the committee. No amendments from the committee. Amendment phase is closed. Okay, sponsors, wrap up. Representative Hamrick.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Colleagues, this is about providing stability for a very vulnerable population. By extending this regulation to 2037, we are ensuring that when a Colorado neighbor walks into a dialysis clinic, they can trust that the water is pure, the machines are calibrated, and the staff is qualified. I respectfully ask for an aye vote on House Bill 261280.
Vice Chair Leader.
A good bill. Vote yes. I move House Bill 1280 to the Committee of Appropriations with a favorable. I don't know about that, go to appropriations, but.
Do I have a second? Second by Madam Chair. I'm sorry. I beat you to it.
Sorry.
Second by Rep. Hamrick. Seconded by Rep. Hamrick. Okay, closing comments from the committee. Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you both bill sponsors for your diligent work on this. And I just, a special thank you to Rep. Leader for your heart that you bring to this work for kidney disease and to Mr. Schwab, too, for coming out again. So thank you all.
Additional comments from the committee? Seeing none, Mr. Shadoon, could you please call the roll?
Representatives Baron.
Excused.
Bradfield.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
English.
Yes.
Bray.
Yes.
Hamrick.
Yes.
Johnson.
No.
McCormick.
Yes.
Ryden.
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Woog.
No.
Leader.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Passes 10 to 2 with one excuse. You are on your way to the Committee of Appropriations. Thank you, sponsors.